Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the John Templeton Foundation, funding interdisciplinary research and catalyzing conversations to inspire awe and wonder. Learn more at templeton.org. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
87 degrees in Lawrence, 89 in Topeka, 88 in Manhattan. It is 3:06.
I'm Matt Gillum in Philadelphia.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
When your old car or truck is no longer your favorite place to listen to KPR, consider donating it to Kansas Public Radio. Learn more about our Vehicles for Charity program at kansaspublicradio.org.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. We will have an update of news headlines in about 12 minutes. In this next half hour, we'll hear a highlight from a new podcast. It follows Sergeant Joshua Abate. This is an active duty Marine who joined the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol.
He wanted to portray himself as a bystander, but when we started digging into his story, that's not where the evidence was taking us.
We'll hear more from a new NPR podcast. It is titled A Good Guy. Also in this next half hour, doctors and clinics in Minnesota are building up capacity to care for out-of-state trans patients who are traveling for care. Those stories and much more still to come. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting Puttin' on the Ritz with Rimsky-Korsakov's Procession of the Nobles and Grieg's Piano Concerto, performed by Che Young Park on Saturday, September 2nd. Tickets at topekasymphony.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR 1 stations, we have Classics Live, followed by Evening Classical with Destiny. It's Tango Thursday. Don't miss that. Here, and I'm quoting here, Baroque music that rocks. Isn't that all of it, Destiny? Join us for classical music tonight on your KPR 1 stations following All Things Considered. It's 87 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 3:20.
Call them middle class anymore to get a leg up.
Plus, a new film explores a political battle to pick a new pope. We speak with actor Ralph Fiennes, star of Conclave, on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Morning edition coming your way with the latest national, international, and regional news. Your hosts will be A. Martinez and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods empowered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listing area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a 70% chance of showers and storms this evening. Lows tonight in the lower 50s. Currently 89 degrees in Topeka and 87 here in Lawrence. It's 3:30.
On Wall Street, stocks finished mixed today after Tesla surged and IBM slumped. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A Kansas cybersecurity expert says the state's plans to consolidate its information technology systems may be a good idea, but it must be flexible to protect information when attacks inevitably occur. The state is overhauling its online security of sensitive information, partly in response to an attack on Kansas courts last year. A new law calls for consolidating the state's cybersecurity systems into a centralized structure over the next several years. Alex Bardas is a computer scientist for the University of Kansas. He says sensitive information and services need to be in modules within the centralized system so they can be closed off from one another when hacks occur.
That module can actually be moved separately from the entire system. and you continue to, you know, be functional to do your services.
Artis says a centralized structure without that kind of separation could leave the entire system vulnerable to hacking. Kansas Republicans in some competitive state legislative districts are updating their messaging on reproductive rights. The websites of several candidates now have nearly identical language about opposing a total abortion ban and supporting IVF treatment. Republican State Senator Mike Thompson has that on his site, even though he voted in favor of several bills that limit reproductive rights. That's according to critics. He says attacks on his abortion stance have no merit.
There's this constant push from both you guys in the media and from the Democrat Party to make this an issue in this election when there's nothing else they have to advance.
Thompson, who is from Shawnee, says voters care more about other issues, like lowering income and property taxes. Some farmers selected for a federal grant program are without funding for now. That's because Missouri lawmakers included less than a third of the federal dollars received for the grants in their state budget. The Resilient Food Systems Infrastructure Grant Program aims to help small producers get their products to more customers. But Missouri is only providing about $2 million of the $7 million the U.S. Department of Agriculture distributed. Missouri Representative Greg Sharp says lawmakers weren't trying to cut the funding so much as rushing to get their budget done.
At the budget process at the end of the session and between the House and the Senate, we have a tendency to jam everything through at the last. And I think there's some language that wasn't in there to spend the money.
Sharp, who is a Republican, expects the remaining money to be allocated as part of the supplemental budget early next year. We have a wind advisory for chasing Greenwood counties through 7 o'clock tonight. Be on the lookout for 50-mile-an-hour winds.
From NPR News, this is All Things
News. I'm Anissa Vitsa in Anchorage.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hi, KPR friends. It's Destiny from Evening Classical inviting you to the closer for Live Day. You can meet me and my friends. I am actually playing the violin Spooky Sounds for you. October 25th, Friday, 7 p.m., Lawrence Public Library. It's free. I would so love to meet all of you. See you for this spooky time, Friday, October 25th, 7 p.m., Lawrence Public Library.
Again, that is tomorrow evening. All the details online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Hedwig and the Angry Inch, a musical journey of love and loss. One weekend only, October 24th through October 26th. Suggested for mature audiences. More at theaterlawrence.com.
This is your place for NPR News and instrumental versions of big 90s hits from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, many other frequencies as well. We are always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas Libraries, a state, regional, and federal depository providing the resources and partnerships necessary for both research and academic success. More at lib.ku.edu.
Stay with us coming up in our next half hour. News headlines. Then, former President Donald Trump says if he is elected, he will invoke a centuries-old law to deport undocumented immigrants. Can he do that? We are going to look into the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 coming up on KPR. It's 10 minutes before 4.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. From Progressive, Progressive Commercial Insurance protects small businesses from retailers to tradespeople. Progressive covers a variety of business needs with a range of coverages. More at ProgressiveCommercial.com. From C3 AI, C3 Generative AI works to enable rapid access to traceable, hallucination-free insights from enterprise systems, helping turn the invisible into the obvious. This is enterprise AI. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
We hear from voters in a Pennsylvania county that tends to pick the winner in presidential elections on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. morning edition on KPR 1 and KPR 2. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU, HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANB and KANB HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 87 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater, presenting Hookman, a darkly comic salute to teenage slasher films, reminding everyone that college can be scary. Playing November 1st through November 7th. Tickets at kutheater.com.
70% chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening, mostly clear after midnight. Lows tonight in the lower 50s, 92 degrees in Topeka.
This is All Things
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, celebrating 90 years of smiles, memories, wildlife conservation, and education. Open daily from 9 to 5. Calendar of events and ticket information is found at topekazoo.org.
Stick around. Coming up in our next half hour, we will get an in-depth look into the situation at the Los Angeles Times. The opinion editor there resigned yesterday after the revelation that the paper's owner intervened to block publication of an editorial endorsing Kamala Harris. We'll tell you about the state of diplomacy over the Gaza situation. And Lyle and Eric Menendez have been serving a life sentence without parole for killing their parents in 1989. We are expecting a statement from Los Angeles about a possible resentencing for them. I'll tell you more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Mariachi Arencia de Mexico on October 26th. The new generation of mariachi takes the stage for a night of Mexican music. More at jccc.edu/mtc.
Well, we've been talking about it for what feels like months, and tomorrow it's actually happening. Live Day, our annual event, as we feature live classical music throughout the day from our performance studio and from the Lawrence Public Library. This year's performers include the Washburn Winds, the St. Petersburg String Quartet, Midwest Chamber Ensemble, and more. Live Day tomorrow, made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Tune in. The time is 4:20.
It's difficult for people in the middle class, if you can call them middle class anymore, to get a leg up.
Plus, a new film explores a political battle to pick a new pope. We speak with actor Ralph Fiennes, star of Conclave, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, home to four floors of public exhibits, including the historic panorama, live snakes, insects, fossils, and more, highlighting past and present life on Earth to educate, engage, and inspire. More at biodiversity.ku.edu.
70% chance of showers and storms this evening. Should be clearing out after midnight. Lows tonight, the lower 50s. Highs tomorrow only reaching the upper 60s. It's 91 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 4:30.
Tel Aviv.
You're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A Kansas cybersecurity expert says the state's plans to consolidate its information technology systems may be a good idea, but it must be flexible to protect information when attacks occur. The state is overhauling its online security of sensitive information, partly in response to an attack on Kansas courts last year. A new law calls for consolidating the state's cybersecurity systems into a centralized structure over the next several years. Alex Bardas is a computer scientist for the University of Kansas. He says sensitive information and services need to be in modules within the centralized system so they can be closed off from one another when hacks occur.
That module can actually be moved separately from the entire system, and you can continue to, you know, be functional to do your services.
Bardas says a centralized structure without that kind of separation could leave the entire system vulnerable to hacks. Kansas Republicans in some competitive state legislative districts are updating their messaging on reproductive rights. The websites of several candidates now have nearly identical language about opposing a total abortion ban and supporting IVF treatment. Republican State Senator Mike Thompson has that on his site, even though he voted in favor of several bills that limit reproductive rights, according to critics. He says attacks on his abortion stance have no merit.
There's this constant push from both you guys in the media and from the Democrat Party to make this an issue in this election when there's nothing else they have to advance.
Thompson from Shawnee says voters care more about other issues like lowering income and property taxes. Spirit AeroSystems says it still expects to be acquired by Boeing despite dismal earnings reports from both companies this week. Spirit reported last night that it had a net operating loss of $350 million in the third quarter. For the year, the company has lost more than $1 billion. Boeing reported earlier this week a loss of $6 billion as it deals with an ongoing labor strike. The work stoppage has caused both companies to lay off or furlough workers. Spirit says it expects to become part of Boeing by the middle of next year. This is KPR. It's 4:35.
Support for NPR comes from the stage.
Artists from Wichita, Manhattan, Lawrence, and Kansas City, and our live session comes from the stage of the Bottleneck with Eddie Moore's Electric Group. That's 105 Live this Saturday at 5 p.m. on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Cherry Street Youth, an after-school program for students in Chanute. Now in a fundraising challenge to support the program with a 100% match, doubling donations through the end of the year. Contributions welcome at cherrystreet.org.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then, as Election Day looms, Vice President Kamala Harris has been warning voters about the dangers of returning former President Donald Trump to office.
He refused to accept the will of the people and the results of an election that was free and fair.
Tamara Keith takes a look at how this is in some ways echoing the 2016 campaign. It's all coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, presenting Cabaret Brunch, featuring Mary Baker and friends on October 27th. Brunch buffet at 10 a.m. Show starts at 11. Information and tickets available at Maselli'sOnline.com.
70% chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening. Should be clearing out after midnight. Lows overnight in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, not as warm as today. Highs topping out in the upper 60s. It's 10 minutes before 5.
...by state law. And from the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
We hear from voters in a Pennsylvania county that tends to pick the winner in presidential elections on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us first thing tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station's Morning Edition will be coming your way. Your local host will be Jay Schaefer. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. 70% chance of showers and storms this evening. It is 5 o'clock.
And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Become a KPR sponsor and your business can harness the trust and credibility of public radio. 82% of listeners take action because of an announcement heard on NPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
70% chance of showers and storms this evening. It is 89 degrees in Lawrence, 91 in Topeka. It's 5:06.
1969 to now, she's been quiet. So this is an enormous and exciting opportunity.
As the SS United States prepares for its final chapter under the waves off Florida, the vessel known as America's flagship will go out just like it came in, one for the record books. For NPR News, I'm Matt Gillum in Philadelphia.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is your place for NPR News. 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then we will learn about a new podcast following an active duty Marine who joined in on the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. We'll also learn about some tiny video libraries that go under the overall heading, calling themselves Free Blockbuster. Also, we'll meet some undecided voters in Colorado's 8th Congressional District. It's all still to come on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at JCCC, presenting Hip-Rov, starring Colin Mockery and Asad Meki, November 3rd, combining hypnosis and improv for a totally unique live comedy experience. Details at jccc.edu/mtc.
Tomorrow, it's finally here, KPR's annual Live Day, featuring performances by area artists, including pianist Lucy Tan, the ensemble J'Opéra, and the Ad Astra Duo, among many others. Tomorrow, concerts originating from the KPR Performance Studio and the Lawrence Public Library. Join us for Live Day tomorrow, getting underway at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning on your KPR One stations. 70% chance of showers and storms this evening, mostly clear after midnight with a low in the lower 50s. It's 89 degrees in Lawrence, 91 in Emporia. It's 5:20.
Ray Fiennes, star of Conclave, on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
A great way to start off your day, 5 to 9 a.m. Check us out whenever it is you get up. Morning Edition starts your day with the latest national, international, and regional news headlines. Your local host will be Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 92 degrees in Manhattan, 91 in Chanute. It's 5:30.
They've pulled onions from their menus. The E. coli outbreak at McDonald's has sickened at least 49 people in 10 states, including one person who died. On Wall Street, stocks finished mixed today. The Dow lost 140 points, down about 0.3%. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Republicans in some competitive state legislative districts are updating their messaging on reproductive rights. The websites of several candidates now have nearly identical language about opposing a total abortion ban and supporting IVF treatment. Republican State Senator Mike Thompson has that on his site, even though he voted in favor of several bills that limit reproductive rights, according to critics. He says attacks on his abortion stance have no merit.
There's this constant push from both you guys in the media and from the Democrat Party to make this an issue in this election when there's nothing else they have to advance.
Thompson, who is from Shawnee, says voters care more about other issues like lowering income and property taxes. Some farmers selected for a federal grant program are without funding for now, and that's because Missouri lawmakers included less than a third of the federal dollars received for the grants in their state budget. The Resilient Food Systems Infrastructure Grant Program aims to help small producers get their products to more customers. But the state of Missouri is only providing about $2 million of the $7 million the U.S. Department of Agriculture distributed. Missouri Representative Greg Sharp says lawmakers weren't trying to cut the funding so much as rushing to get the budget done.
At the budget process there at the end of the session and between the House and the Senate, we have a tendency to jam everything through at the last. And I think there's some language that wasn't in there to spend the money.
Sharp, who is a Republican, expects the remaining dollars to be allocated as part of the supplemental budget early next year. Spirit AeroSystems says it still expects to be acquired by Boeing despite dismal earnings reports from both companies this week. Spirit reported last night that it had a net operating loss of $350 million for the third quarter. For the year, the company has lost more than $1 billion. Boeing reported earlier this week a loss of $6 billion as it is dealing with an ongoing labor strike. The work stoppage has caused both companies to lay off or furlough workers. But Spirit says it expects to become part of Boeing by the middle of next year.
Support for NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we bring you the latest on everything from the presidential race to what interest rates are doing. But we also share stories that take us into other people's lives.
You actually played your horn while they were inside your skull.
Absolutely. Doesn't everybody?
Listen for the unexpected with the news weekdays on Morning Edition.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations for Morning Edition. Your local host will be Mr. Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in American-made transitional and contemporary furniture lines, customizable to fit individual styles, online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online, streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth in Chanute, an after-school program for kindergarten through fifth grade students, welcoming volunteers for special projects, reading to the children, or to share a talent or skill. Details on how to get involved at cherrystreet.org.
In our next half hour, we will remember the life and career of Julia Hawkins, who died this week at the age of 108. She was a champion sprinter. We will also take a closer look at the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. It's all coming up on KPR. Stay tuned. We do still have a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening. Lows tonight in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine and cooler with highs in the upper 60s. It's 10 minutes before 6.
NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Get caught up on all the news from overnight and more. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.